Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
All right, so yesterday we were talking about life at a veterinarian university.
That's right, and it doesn't sound like it's all fun and games for these animal doctors.
In fact, we learned about Melanie, a senior student that was working with a big, young Labrador retriever named Quilty.
Quilty spent some time dragging Melanie around the office, even though she was supposed to be getting an x-ray.
Well, finally, Melanie got to do her work and learned that Quilty was in great health.
In today's article, we are going to see a few more interesting vet stories and learn about some more animals.
Well, that sounds exciting, so let's get started.
Reading.
Life at VetU. Morgan has dreams of becoming a racetrack veterinarian. One of her favorite patients is Jimmy, a 19-year-old Nakota horse with a bad leg. Nakotas are rare horses, as there are fewer than 1,500 worldwide. Morgan investigates Jimmy's leg from top to bottom to try to find the problem. After many hours, she still has no satisfactory answers, so she schedules Jimmy for a bone scan. Meanwhile, Rebecca has a more urgent problem on her hands. She's caring for Rufus, a sick English setter puppy. Rufus is known for eating everything in sight, but he's thrown up everything he's eaten in the last 2 days. Rebecca plans to give him an ultrasound to examine his organs. She thinks Rufus's sickness may be caused by an internal parasite. Either way, she won't consider going home until she finds a cure for this sick little guy. To see if these skillful and dedicated students can jump to the top of the class and become veterinarians, tune in to Life at VetU on Animal Planet.
So today's article starts out by saying, Morgan has dreams of becoming a racetrack veterinarian. Now, a racetrack veterinarian, that sounds exciting. What kind of animals would you see at a racetrack, Elsie?
Horses.
Oh.
Why? Because race 是赛跑的意思，加上 track 跑道。Racetrack 就是所谓的赛马场。So Morgan wants to become a vet for horses at a racetrack.
That does sound exciting. So we're going to learn about one of those horses. His name is Jimmy. Now the article says, one of her favorite patients is Jimmy, a 19-year-old Nakota horse with a bad leg.
Do you know how long horses usually live, Erin? 19 years old seems old to me.
I think around 25 to 30 years, so Jimmy is an older horse. Now, the article gives us an interesting fact about Nakota horses, though. It says, Nakotas are rare horses, as there are fewer than 1,500 worldwide. Now let's look at this adverb, worldwide. It's spelled worldwide, worldwide. It's all one word. And it means something happens or exists all around the world. For example, this company has offices in more than 35 countries worldwide.
Worldwide 是一个副词，在文章当中代表的是全世界，也就是 around the world 的意思。那 worldwide 也可以当作一个形容词哦。For example, a worldwide problem 也就是全世界共有的问题。 那在这边跟同学们补充，我们看到文章里面有一个比较级出现， fewer than 代表的是少于，后面呢加上可数名词哦。那 Jimmy 这类的 Nakota horses 全世界少于1500只，那如果是超过多余，我们就说 more than。
All right, so what's wrong with Jimmy's leg? The article says, Morgan investigates Jimmy's leg from top to bottom to try to find the problem. Now, the verb investigate is spelled I-N-V-E-S-T-I-G-A-T-E, investigate, and it means to search for the facts about something,or to search for the truth about something. As an example, we could say, the reporter is investigating a story about the president. She believes the president has committed a crime.
Investigate, 调查等于 look into 这个片语哦。那它的名词呢，同学们要一并记得，它是 investigation。我们可以说啊 ,somebody is under investigation, 代表某人正在被调查当中。
Next, the article tells us, after many hours, she, that's Morgan, she still has no satisfactory answers, so she schedules Jimmy for a bone scan. Now, there's quite a few words to look at here. Let's start with the adjective satisfactory, which is spelled...S-A-T-I-S-F-A-C-T-O-R-Y, satisfactory. Now, it describes something that is good enough to be accepted. For example, was your meal today satisfactory? Yes, it was delicious, thank you.
Satisfactory, 令人满意的。认识这个字之前呢，我们一定要知道 satisfy 这个动词 S-A-T-I-S-F-Y, satisfy 是使人满意。Satisfied, 如果我们把 Y 去掉加上 I-E-D, satisfied 就是形容词感到满意的。So we can also say that Morgan is not satisfied with the answers.
That's right. Next, let's check out the verb schedule. It's spelled...S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, schedule, and to schedule something means to plan for something to happen in the future. For example, if you need to speak to the doctor, please schedule a time to see him next week.
Schedule 在文章当中呢是动词的用法，代表安排、排定的意思。To schedule a time, 排定时间。那当名词呢，我们都很熟悉哦，它是日程、计划。I have to check my schedule to see if I'm free tonight, Erin.
Oh, she's very busy. All right, Morgan wants to schedule Jimmy for a bone scan. Elsie's going to help us out with this word scan, though.
Scan, 扫描。A bone scan, 骨骼扫描。
All right, so now that Jimmy has to wait for his bone scan, we're going to watch another vet student at work. The article says, Meanwhile, Rebecca has a more urgent problem on her hands.
Urgent, 紧急的。An urgent problem on one's hands, 某人手上有紧急需要处理的问题。What urgent problem does Rebecca have here?
Well, let's find out what it is. The article says, she's caring for Rufus, a sick English setter puppy.
Ooh, English setter, 也就是所谓的英格兰雪达犬，或者我们可以说是英国的敦烈犬。
All right.Let's find out what's wrong with Rufus. The article says, Rufus is known for eating everything in sight, but he's thrown up everything he's eaten in the last 2 days. Now, we use the phrase in sight to describe in any place that you can see from where you are. For example, there's no water in sight in this dry desert.
S-I-G-H-T, sight 这个字啊是视线的意思，所以我们的片语 in sight 就是在视线内看得见的意思。
Now, we also saw the phrase throw something up. When you throw something up, food or water that you've eaten or drunk comes out of your body through your mouth, often because it's bad or because you're sick. For example, when Curtis ate some bad fish, he threw up all night.
Throw up 就是呕吐的意思啦。
Now, we all know what that feels like. It's not very nice.
Right.
Now, poor Rufus.
Yeah.
He's been throwing up for 2 days. What is Rebecca going to do? The article says, Rebecca plans to give him an ultrasound to examine his organs.
Ultrasound, 超音波。如果我们看到啊 ,ULTRA, ultra 当作字首，那它代表的是呢在某范围之外的。所以 ultrasound, 超过音波之外的，我们说超音波。那这边呢要给他照超音波的原因是要来 examine his organs, 来检查他的器官。
Now, that sounds like a cool test, to see inside the dog's organs.
Actually, that's how we see babies when they're inside their mothers, too.
Cool. Well, what does Rebecca find out? The article says, she thinks Rufus's sickness may be caused by an internal parasite. Okay, now the adjective internal is spelled I-N-T-E-R-N-A-L, internal,And it means existing or happening inside something, in this case, inside the body. For example, we could say, Keenan is going to the hospital because he has internal bleeding.
Oh, internal bleeding 是内出血的意思哦。Internal 啊是一个形容词，体内的、内在的。那外在的、体外的怎么说呢？我们把字首 IN 改掉，改成 EX, external 就是外在的咯。
So, Rufus might have an internal parasite. Now, a parasite is a creature that lives inside another animal and feeds on that animal.
Duh.
Now, that's gross. Can you help me explain a little better, Elsie?
Parasite 就是我们说的寄生虫。听到它的中文，同学们一定觉得很恶心，对不对？
Oh, parasites give me the shivers. Well, Rebecca isn't sure what's wrong yet, but the article says...Either way, she won't consider going home until she finds a cure for this sick little guy.
Wow, what a good animal doctor student.
I agree. Now, she's going to be a great vet someday. Let's get to the last line of our article, though. It says, to see if these skillful and dedicated students can jump to the top of the class and become veterinarians,Tune in to Life at Vet U on Animal Planet. Now, the adjective skillful is spelled S-K-I-L-L-F-U-L, skillful, and it describes someone who is very good at doing something that needs a skill or talent. For example, Karen is a very skillful repair person. She can fix just about anything.
Skill 是技能、技巧的意思，字尾加上 F-U-L, skillful, 充满技巧的，也就是技术好的。
Now we also saw the adjective dedicated, which describes someone who spends a lot of time and effort doing something.
Dedicated, 形容词专注的，或是我们说全力奉献的。
And finally, we saw the phrase tune in.When you tune into something, you listen to a radio show or watch a show on the television.
Tune in 是收看、收听。那我们后面如果要加上节目名称的话呢，记得要放上 to 这个介系词哦。所以我们可以说 tune into a certain channel, 一个特定的节目。
Mm-hmm. Now, that brings us to the end of today's article,But we're not finished quite yet. Let's go to our For You Chat next.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question today is, what is your favorite rare animal? Why do you think it's interesting?
Well, I've always really liked the platypus. What's that in Chinese, Elsie?
鸭嘴兽. They're very rare in Taiwan.
Well, there's none in Taiwan at all, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
They only live in Australia.
That's cool.
But they're even rare in Australia. Now, they're interesting animals because I think they're mammals, but they lay eggs.
他们是哺乳类, 不会有下蛋。
So there's not very many mammals that can lay eggs. I think there's only three, and the platypus is one of them.
And that's what makes them special.
Mm-hmm. It is, I think it's really interesting, but they're also really rare. They're hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
They only come out at night, and they're very afraid of humans.
Oh.
And so we don't see them as often as we'd like, which is kind of too bad because they look really interesting. They've got this long beak.
Like a duck's beak?
Like a duck's beak, but they kind of look like a beaver, which is a Canadian animal. They just look really funny, so I think that's why I like them.
And what color are they? I remember they're green?
To be honest, I don't really know. I would say brown, but I'm just guessing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, well, do you have a favorite rare animal? Maybe rare in Taiwan?
Yeah, I think my favorite rare animals in Taiwan are porcupines.
Okay, now do you have any porcupines in Taiwan at all?
I think so.
Okay.
And the reason why they become my favorite rare animals is that I watched this video showing a really cute porcupine enjoying a bath that its owner gave it.
Right.
That's so cute.
Well, I will say, being from Canada, when a porcupine drives or stands on the road and you drive your car over it, it's not your favorite animal then because
right.
it pops your tires.
Yeah.
And many dogs don't like them either because they don't like the porcupine quills in their
skin. Would attack the other animals.
Mm-hmm,
oh.
That's right. Yeah. So all of those sharp things they have on their body, they can release those to attack other animals.
That's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is your favorite rare animal? Why do you think it's interesting? That's all the time we've got for today. So for now, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Life at VetU. Morgan has dreams of becoming a racetrack veterinarian. One of her favorite patients is Jimmy, a 19-year-old Nakota horse with a bad leg. Nakotas are rare horses, as there are fewer than 1,500 worldwide. Morgan investigates Jimmy's leg from top to bottom to try to find the problem. After many hours, she still has no satisfactory answers, so she schedules Jimmy for a bone scan. Meanwhile, Rebecca has a more urgent problem on her hands. She's caring for Rufus, a sick English setter puppy. Rufus is known for eating everything in sight, but he's thrown up everything he's eaten in the last 2 days. Rebecca plans to give him an ultrasound to examine his organs. She thinks Rufus's sickness may be caused by an internal parasite. Either way, she won't consider going home until she finds a cure for this sick little guy. To see if these skillful and dedicated students can jump to the top of the class and become veterinarians, tune in to Life at VetU on Animal Planet.
Vocabulary Review.
Worldwide. This large international company has more than 100 offices worldwide. Investigate. The police investigated the dead man's past to find out if he had any enemies. Satisfactory. Lisa got a satisfactory grade on the test, but she wants to do better next time. Schedule. I need to see my dentist, so I'll schedule an appointment for this Friday. Internal. This disease attacks people's internal organs and makes them very sick. Skillful. Lionel Messi is one of the most skillful soccer players ever to play the game.